Hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the opening podcast for the Vive podcast series. I'm so excited to kick this off today. And for this session, I have the incredible Rich Scarfo with us today. He is the president of health and also the one that was responsible, along with so many wonderful people, for the launch of Vive. I want to welcome you, Rich, to the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Saul.
Hey, Rich, so tell me about Vive, right? It happened already. Tell me about the event. How did it go?
Well, for a first-year event, it was pretty amazing. We worked on it for about 18 months, and we had high hopes. And of course, we launched it at a very difficult time coming out of a pandemic. And I would say that the results on it exceeded all of our expectations. It's one of the largest launches we've had. We had about 5,100 in-person attendees. About 300 companies participated in the event. And it was definitely on track for what we wanted in terms of executive level and C-suite attendance.
Well, that's just incredible. And I can tell you personally, Rich, having been there right on the tail end of not being at these things for a long time, it was amazing. It was just so incredible to be with people, to connect with people we haven't seen before, and even like connect with people that we've met on Zoom. It was just awesome. I loved it.
You know, we were saying at the event that many of our team members met for the first time at Vive. We had a partnership with Chime this year. And so that was kind of exciting for us, too.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you know, you guys are really, the way you approach things, the first time I went to my first health meeting in Vegas, I just felt the difference. How do you articulate that, Rich? You know, what makes what you guys do different?
Well, I think we focus more on an experience rather than an event. So for us, the experience starts long before the event. It starts with how we message the event, the creative around the event, the build up to the event, and the ideas that go into it. So when we arrive at the event and set it up for our audience, it's basically a year to 2 years of ideas coming to life. And the thing that really makes us different is we focus on the obvious things, you know, high-level content, great speakers, you know, amazing exhibitors and sponsors. But what we add to that is the experience piece. And it's everything from food and cocktails and coffee and snacks all day long, evening events with big name entertainment, the environment that we create at the event. And then more on the business side of that, definitely focusing, like I mentioned, on senior executives and C-suite as our core audience. But we focused also on curated networking. And that, I think, is one of the things that makes our event very different. And just to add to that, we really focus on less on numbers and more on demographics and experience.
That's very interesting. Well, look, you can feel it when you walk in the doors. And I was shocked. So 18 months to prep for this.
Well, I say 18 months, but our last event, Health, was in Boston. And, you know, we were planning for that when everything was shut down for the pandemic. So by the time our vendors got back and exhibitors were ready to commit and speakers were ready to commit, we actually produced Health in probably 6 months. What it did for us is it pushed the Vive planning out. So when we came out of Health, we were just 4 months away from Vive. So we, of course, had done a lot of work prior to that and the ideas and the planning, but it was a tough 4 months. And still, you know, we were sort of coming out of another variant, our second one. So we had one prior to each event. So, you know, just to mix things up a little.
Man, that it's insane. Well, look, man, I'm so glad that this meeting went well. I truly enjoyed it. Speaking to my friends that have been there who spoke and also as attendees, just all thrilled. What key themes arose that we need to take note of?
I think three major themes for us. One was health equity, which we represented in our tech equity program. You know, it's such an important topic right now. And of course, the last couple of years have put a spotlight on that. You know, these are issues we've always had to deal with. But going into health and then definitely into Vive, we realize how important it is, not only to the patient, to employers, to hospital systems, to companies. So across the board. So we really put a strong focus on that. Diversity. We have a strong focus always on diversity in our program. diversity in how we present topics and the partners that we bring in. Interoperability, that's, you know, been around for a while. We called our pavilion Interop Now. So we really want to try to move organizations towards solving the problems and not just continuing to talk about them. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, cybersecurity. So those, I think, were really the top ones for us.
Love it. Yeah. All items that I'm sure folks, you're listening to them, you're like, oh my God, why didn't I go? Or I'm so glad I went. And by the way, it's happening again next year. So make sure you go, because it's one that you're not going to want to miss.
We're already planning next year in Nashville, and the response, early response has been very strong. So we're excited to get started on that one.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited too. Well, you know, the best way to keep the vibe going is through this podcast series. We're going to have several podcasts coming through. Tell us a little bit about the podcast and what people should expect.
So we started to partner with, key players on the media side and podcasts like yourself, because it's definitely a way to extend the event. We really appreciate your support, by the way. And we'll be posting these as they happen on our website, so attendees that were at the event and those that were not can access them and learn a little bit about the event or catch up on things they might have missed. We expect to keep these going throughout the next 6 months as we lead into health, and then we'll have our new series, and that will take us to the next five.
Love it, folks. So make sure you tune in to the Vibe of Vibe here in the next few months, and hopefully we'll get to see you at health. Let us know what you think in social media, whether it's on LinkedIn. You're probably seeing this post on LinkedIn or Twitter. Use the chat part on the bottom. Tell us what you think. We want to hear from you. Rich, what call to action would you leave everybody with here?
I would say networking is key, and discussions are critical. So instead of just going to events and doing the normal things, what we liked seeing at Health was people connecting, having in-depth conversations, and we need to keep those going. We all know there are problems to solve in healthcare, and the only way we're going to do it is if we really start to talk about them and try to solve them and really have a plan of action around each of the things that are concerning us.
Love it. Great call to action, Rich. Always appreciate your approach and the get it done attitude that you and your team have. It's been a great pleasure working with you guys, and I'm so excited to kick off this series.
Thanks so much, Saul.